Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware, as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why
you're the voice. This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just soft. Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Hello everyone, and thank you all for tuning in. With the help of his telepathic indicator and a secret diffusion capsule, Jim Brandon and his partner take on the villains of the world. Today's episode, the 1945 to 1946 series, The Avenger. A side note, this would be considered the second version of his radio show, for he actually debuted in 1941 to 1942. However, this episode and the volumes that I have in the archives are all from the 45 series. And if you enjoy them, please let me know. You can find ways to contact me through the links in the descriptions. And if you do enjoy this series, please check out the other volumes in the archives. And also in the descriptions, I'll have this week's poll question. Please check it out and give me some feedback. If you're on Spotify, you can answer the poll question pretty easily. If you're listening anywhere else, you can send me the answer through my email or social media. All those links are in the descriptions. And as always, if you could take the time to follow, review if you can, and rate. And to all those that have followed me already, I'd appreciate it if you could also leave me a rating. The higher the rating I have, the more people are able to find the show. And that means more people can listen to these great stories from the past. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
The Avenger.
The road to crime ends in a trap that justice sets. Crime does not pay.
Thank you.
The Avenger, sworn enemy of evil, is actually Jim Brandon, a famous biochemist. Through his numerous scientific experiments, Brandon has perfected two inventions to aid him in his crusade against crime as the Avenger. The telepathic indicator, by which he is able to pick up thought flashes, and the secret diffusion capsule, which cloaks him in the black light of invisibility. Brandon's assistant, the beautiful Fern Collier, is the only one who shares his secrets and knows that he is the man the underworld fears as the Avenger. And now... The Avenger and the Tunnel of Disaster. Fern, we'll finish this experiment later. It's time to listen to the broadcast now.
Oh, yes, Jim. I'd forgotten about that.
Why, Fern, how could you? Inspector White's talked of nothing else for a week.
You helped him write his dedication speech for the opening of the new tunnel, didn't you, Jim?
Yes, and he'll never forgive us if we don't listen to him deliver it.
No, I'll tune it in.
You know, they ran into so much trouble building that Riverport tunnel, I often thought they'd never finish it.
Well, folks, several thousand people are gathered here for the dedication of the new Riverford tunnel that cuts through South Mountain. In another moment, the ceremonies will begin.
Jim,
in the meantime,
didn't the final cost of the tunnel amount to more than twice the amount originally planned for it?
That's right, Fern. The engineers ran into all sorts of difficulties. In fact, they advised the city council more than once to abandon the whole idea. It's pretty well known that the engineers wanted to resign, but the city held them to their contract.
Well, I suppose now that the tunnel is finished, it's worth all the money that was spent on it.
Yes. We'll relieve the traffic jams on the other tunnels and make it easier to get in and out of the city on the south side.
Oh, listen, Jim. They're ready to begin the ceremony.
All right.
And the work was carried forward. We are broadcasting to you from a helicopter from which we can see both ends of the tunnel. Now, in just a moment, our tunnel commissioner, Jonas Anderson, will drive the first car through the tunnel. Right now, the tapes are being cut, the municipal band is striking up, and the commissioner's car is entering the tunnel. As soon as the car emerges at the other end, the signal will be given for the first ticket to be sold. The commissioner is making this trip to establish a time record. And now I'm going to lower the mic over the side and let you listen to the band for a moment. Seems to be taking a little longer than expected. The commissioner's car should have come through by now. Inspector White of the police department has just ordered the band to stop playing. Something has gone wrong, folks. Stand by.
Jim, what could have happened?
Oh, a flat tire, most likely. It couldn't be anything else.
Yes, something is wrong here, folks. We're going to land our helicopter on the roadway so that we can give you a first-hand report.
Stay with the radio, Fern. I'm going to see if I can pick up anything on the telepathic indicator.
Yes, Jim.
Nobody can understand what's happened here. Inspector White is going through the tunnel in a police squad car now, and we should know something in a minute.
Jim, did you pick up anything on the indicator?
Not yet, Fern.
Here comes the inspector's squad car now. We'll have news for you in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, a very strange thing has happened here. Inspector White reports that there is absolutely no sign of either the commissioner or his car in the tunnel. They've just disappeared.
Well, Jim, pick up anything?
Yes, Fern, I did.
What, Jim?
Amid impressions of great excitement, the indicator picked up a strong telepathic impression of violence and disaster.
What shall we do, Jim?
We'd better get out there to the tunnel right away, Fern. Inspector White will need us.
Okay, Joe, it's Jim Brandon. He's connected with my office. Let him through the ropes.
Thanks, Inspector.
Good grief, this is some mob.
Yes, Fern, we tried to get them to go home, but they won't budge. Over this way, Jim, I want to talk to you.
Say, how many guards were stationed in the tunnel when this crazy thing happened, Inspector?
Four, Jim. One on each end and two in the center. The center ones were knocked out. The
But they're in the hospital under guard.
There's not a chance that they know anything. If they did, they'd have been killed.
That's what I think. But here's something else, Jim. This note was found pinned to the coat of one of those guards.
What does it say, Jim?
It's a warning to the mayor. It says, Riverfort Tunnel is a death trap. The public will never use it. Close it at once or disaster will strike again.
Well, anyway, it's a relief to know we're dealing with a flesh and blood criminal. For a while, it looked as though the commissioner had just disappeared into thin air.
Well, he has, Fern. We know that he went into the tunnel, and we know he didn't come out. He's not in there now, so where is he?
Inspector, I'd like to take a walk through the tunnel.
Oh, you fool, find a thing, Jim, but come on.
Do you think this will cause the tunnel to be closed for good, Inspector?
I don't know, Fern. That's up to the city council.
This tunnel cost the city $15 million. I'm betting they won't close it.
Well, whether they do or not, I've still got to crack this case, and in short order, too.
Wait. Where's that hammering coming from, Inspector?
Well, that's my men testing every inch of these walls, Jim. If there's a hollow spot, they'll find it.
Good work, Inspector.
Jim, have you got any ideas at all on this thing?
Not yet, Inspector. But there's got to be a joker in this deal somewhere. We'll just play the hand out, and we'll find it.
Yes, I'm Merkel Evans. What's your business, Brandon?
Miss Collier and I came to make a few inquiries, Mr. Evans.
Well, get to the point then, Brandon. What do you want?
You were the construction engineer on the Riverfoot Tunnel, weren't you?
Yes. I wish I'd never heard of the blasted thing. I told them from the beginning that tunnel shouldn't be built, but they wouldn't listen to me.
Well, what were your objections to the tunnel?
Objections? Well, it was a waste of the taxpayers' money, for one thing. They could have built a road around both sides of that mountain for a fraction of what the tunnel cost. What if it does take a motorist a few minutes longer to reach the bridge? Safety's more important.
Inspector White says you received a number of threatening letters during the time the tunnel was under construction.
Yes, I turned them all over to the city council, but they didn't pay any attention. Those politicians...
Mr. Evans, how sound are the walls of the tunnel?
Young man, I'll put my work up against any construction job in the country.
Well, now, I'm not questioning your...
Here are the plans. The mayor told me to hand them over to you. Now, take them and get out. Your questions are an insult to
me. All right, Mr. Evans. You want to take that attitude, you're of no help to us. Come on, Fern.
Well, I've met some grumpy old men before, but Mr. Evans takes the prize.
Sometimes grumpiness is employed to hide uneasiness, Fern.
You mean you suspect him, Jim?
I haven't made up my mind about that yet. So far, I'm too busy wondering about something else I saw in that office.
What was that, Jim?
There was a tiny model of a gold smelter on the work table in there.
A gold smelter?
Yes. And I'm wondering what interest a construction engineer in this city could have in a gold smelter. This is the Hartley Steel Mill, Fern. That must be the office over there.
What do you expect to find out here, Jim?
Well, this visit is more or less of a shot in the dark, Fern. You'll notice that this land adjoins the city property on which the tunnel is located.
Oh, yes.
In going through the city records, I discovered that before the tunnel was built, the Hartley Steel Company tried to buy up all that adjoining city property. They didn't succeed. But I'd like to find out why they wanted that land.
That sounds like an interesting angle, Jim.
Oh, here's the office building. Well, I guess we just walk right in.
Is that you, Joe?
I know, it's Jim Brandon. I've got business with Mr. Hartley.
Well, there must be some mistake. Mr. Hartley's been dead for 3 years.
I want to see the man in charge, then.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but I think he'll see me. I'm from the police.
Well, come in. I'm Theodore Ramsey, the general manager here.
This is my assistant, Miss Collier.
Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
I'm sorry to barge in on you this way, Mr. Ramsey, but there are a few questions I'd like to ask.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Brandon. Only I'm a little curious as to why the guard didn't call me from the gate to say you were coming.
I don't think he saw us. We came in the side entrance just as some trucks were pulling out.
I see. Well, go ahead, Brandon.
Some years ago, the Hawkley Steel Interest tried to buy the city land adjoining this property. Why?
Well, old Mr. Hartley was living then. And when he heard the city was thinking of building a tunnel under this mountain, he was afraid it might undermine part of our property and endanger our business.
Oh, I see. Any other reason?
Well, frankly, yes. We had always hoped that the city would build a road around this end of the mountain. A great deal of our material is delivered in trucks, and a good road would be to our advantage. Naturally, a tunnel through the mountain would cancel out the road.
And you weren't willing to build the road yourself?
Well, not unless we owned all the land.
Mr. Ramsey, do you own the steel mill now?
Oh, no. I'm just the general manager. Old Hartley's grandson, Lee Burgess, owns it.
Does he take an active part in running the mill?
Well, yes and no. You know how these rich boys are. He has an office over there near the smelting plant. But I don't think he's in it very often.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ramsey. This was just a routine check.
Oh, that's all right. Even though we weren't very keen on the tunnel at first, we're just as much upset as you are as the way things have turned out. Call on me again if I can be of any help.
One inspector, has the council decided whether they're going to open the tunnel or not?
Well, they reached a decision 2 hours ago, Jim. The tunnel is now open to traffic. I've just come from there.
Well, Inspector, I just can't understand their opening the tunnel until you've had a chance to solve this case.
Byrne, the council is inclined to believe that the whole disappearing aqua stage is some kind of a hoax, or even a publicity stunt. Maybe they're right, I don't know.
I'll get it, Jim. Hello? Yes, the inspector's here. Sure, hold on a minute, please. Inspector, for you.
Thanks, Byrne. Hello?
What?
Holy smoke. Did you call the tunnel and tell them to stop all the traffic? Good. I'll get out there right away.
What's the matter, Inspector?
They just received a telephone call at headquarters saying disaster would strike the tunnel again at midnight. Come on, Jim.
To the Avenger and the Tunnel of Disaster.
What time is it, Jim?
It's 11:58, Inspector.
Say, look at that car ahead.
Why, it broke right through the gate and went into the tunnel.
Oh, the fools. Jim, Fern, get out and stand guard here. See that no other cars get past the guard.
Okay, come on, Fern.
Right, Jim.
Where are you going, Inspector?
Into the tunnel.
Inspector! Inspector! You're crazy!
You'll never come out of there alive. Come back!
Why do you think it's important to go into the tunnel from the opposite side? We're losing time driving around this mountain.
Fern, every car that has disappeared within that tunnel went in at the north entrance. There's some reason for that, and I've got to find out what it is.
Oh, Jim, I'm afraid we're too late to save the inspector. We lost minutes getting to the place the guard had his car parked.
There's the entrance, Fern. Now hold tight. I'm going to crash right through the gate. Okay, Fern?
Yes, Jim. Oh, the guard is blowing for us to stop.
I'll explain to him later. We haven't a second to lose now. Keep your eyes peeled, Fern. If there's a clue in here, we've got to find it.
Right, Jim. Gosh, this place is frightening.
When we reach the center of the tunnel, we'll stop to see if we can pick up any sound.
There's absolutely no sign of another car in here, Jim.
No. This is the center here. I'll pull up here. Okay. Now, let's listen for a moment. No good. This place is as silent as a tomb.
What now, Jim?
I'll drive along slowly. Keep your eye on the road.
Jim, wait. I just caught sight of something on the side of the road.
What was it, Fern?
Something small that seems to be shining. There it is, Jim.
Huh? Oh, it's a pencil. It's the inspector's gold pencil, Fern.
Good heavens. That means he got as far as this spot, Jim.
Yes. And according to my mileage gauge, this is exactly 0.8 miles from the north entrance. Come on, Fern. We've got to get back to the laboratory. This is our first real clue.
Here, Jim, I've made some sandwiches for you. You haven't eaten a thing all day.
Oh, thanks, Fern.
How are you making out, Jim?
Well, according to these maps, that spot where we found the inspector's pencil is directly parallel with the Hartley Steel Mill.
But, Jim, if the tunnel walls are solid, as everyone claims, what connection can the steel mill have with the tunnel?
That's where my other discovery comes in.
Your other discovery?
Yes. According to this early geological history of that tunnel land, small deposits of gold were once discovered there.
Gold?
That could be the motive, Fern.
Jim, if old Mr. Hartley knew about the gold, that could have been his reason for wanting to buy the land.
Right. But old Hartley is dead. Somebody living must know about that gold, Fern. That's the reason they want the tunnel closed.
But who, Jim?
So far, we have three possible suspects.
Three?
Yes. Merkel Evans, the construction engineer. Hartley's grandson, Lee Burgess. And Ramsey, the manager of the Hartley Mill.
I know why you suspect Evans, Jim, but what reasons have you for thinking Burgess and Ramsey may be guilty?
Both of them have the facilities and are in a position to mine the gold.
But Jim, none of this is what you call solid evidence.
No, it isn't, Fern. But we haven't time to get that. We've got to force the hand of the guilty party.
How, Jim?
I want you to put in a telephone call to all three suspects. Tell each of them that Jim Brandon has discovered a hollow section in the tunnel wall, and that a crew of men is going to start digging at once. Then hang up.
Yes. And what are you going to do, Jim?
If there's any connection between the tunnel and the mill, the guilty party will show up at the mill. I'll be waiting for him there as the Avenger.
So you finally got here, Burgess. I've been waiting here at the gate for 10 minutes.
I came as soon as I could, Evans. I had to call my men here at the mill and tell them to get things set.
Well, all right, then. Come on. You haven't any time to lose. What was that noise?
I don't know. There's no one in sight. Say, who do you suppose that girl was who called to warn us?
Oh, now, how should I know? Can't bother about that now. Burgess, have you got enough dynamite to fill in our mine that adjoins the tunnel?
Plenty. Don't worry about that.
The minute I set eyes on that Brandon, I knew he was trouble.
Oh, stop griping, Evans. You knew this was a dangerous game when you came in on it. Anyway, we're not licked yet.
Yes, you can talk like that because you're young, Burgess. But what about me? I was a respectable engineer all my life, and until I let you talk me into this gold mining business...
I talked you into it. You're ridiculous, Evans, what? And you're yellow to boot.
Now listen here, Burgess.
Oh, shut up. Arguing isn't going to get us anywhere. We're both in this thing up to the eyes.
Yes, you're right, I guess. We'll have to keep our heads now. We'll dynamite our mine for 20 yards, right there where it connects with the tunnel. And when the cops break through the tunnel wall, they'll run into nothing but dirt.
Right. And then I'll sue Brandon for everything he owns.
All right, here's the shack. Open the door, Burgess.
All right, get inside.
Lock that door after us. Burgess, how many men have you got down in the mine?
8.
Where are the prisoners?
In a room near the smelter. Say, what are we going to do with those prisoners?
Do with them? Eliminate them. What else?
I don't think I'd be in such a hurry to do that, Evans.
Huh? Who's that? Who's in here?
It's the Avenger. And this is the end of the line for both of you.
Where is he? Get him, Burgess.
How can I fight someone I can't even see?
You might as well give up. The police will be here in a minute.
All right, Burgess, now come on. Let's get out of here while there's still time.
No, we've got to dynamite the mine first. If we don't, they've got the goods on us.
It's too late, I tell you.
It's our only chance.
Unlock the trapdoor, then. Quick.
Okay, help me move these file cases away from it.
No, you don't, Burgess. You're not going down in that mine.
Oh. You knocked him out.
Stay where you are, Evans, or you'll get the same. The police are here now, Evans, and you'd better deliver those prisoners in good health, or the charge will be murder as well as kidnapping.
Jim, Byrne, over here. We're waiting for you.
What are you planning to do down here, Inspector? Deliver your dedication speech for these reporters?
No, Jim. I brought Merkel Evans down here in the tunnel to demonstrate exactly how this swinging wall works.
How do you feel, Inspector?
Fine, Fern, fine. Never better. Okay, Evans, start talking.
All right. Now, you'll notice that there's a steel girder every 15 feet here through the center of the tunnel. Well, this section of the wall right here, between these two girders, opens just like a door. The huge hinges are behind the steel girder there on the right.
But where does the door end? There's no trace of a break in the wall.
It ends over there beneath that girder on the left, doesn't it, Evans?
Yes, that's right. Now, that girder is attached to this movable portion of the wall. When the wall swings back into place, that girder covers up the crack like a piece of weather stripping.
Open it up, Evans. We want to see for ourselves.
Well, I'll have to signal the man on the other side of the wall. You see, this whole section is wired and controlled by a photoelectric eye back there in the mine. Whenever we wanted to open the wall, all we had to do was break the beam and it swung out automatically.
Give the signal.
Good heavens. It's like a revolving stage.
When the wall is swung open like that, it looks like a curve in the tunnel.
And people drove right into the mine before they realized it.
But not you, Inspector.
Well, I threw my pencil out in time to leave a clue for you, didn't I?
Right, Inspector.
Jim, why didn't that section of wall sound hollow when they tested it?
It's too well reinforced, Fern. Look at the thickness of it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Evans, that's all. Take him to headquarters and book him, boys.
Oh, Inspector.
What is it, Jim?
Smile. Those reporters are snapping your picture.
Oh.
home to see all this traffic going through the tunnel?
Yes, Fern. It proves how much the city needed it.
Is there really a rich gold vein under the tunnel, Jim?
No, Fern. As it turned out, Burgess and Evans had already mined most of the gold in this mountain. Not that it will ever do them any good.
There's just one other thing I don't understand.
What's that, Fern?
What happened to the two men who were in that car the inspector followed into the tunnel that night? They weren't held prisoner with the inspector and commissioner.
No, because they were Burgess's own men. That spectacular dash of theirs was staged to keep the disaster stories going.
Well, come on, Jim. We'd better get back to the laboratory. I have work to do.
So have I. The inspector wants me to write his dedication speech for the new courthouse next week.
Characters, names, places, and plots used in the Avenger program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
This is a thought. A thought. A thought. Remember, listen for another adventure of...
The Avenger.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The Avenger.
The road to crime ends in a trap that justice sets. Crime does not pay. Avenger, sworn enemy of evil, is actually Jim Brandon, a famous biochemist. Through his numerous scientific experiments, Brandon has perfected two inventions to aid him in his crusade against crime as the Avenger. The telepathic indicator, by which he is able to pick up thought flashes, and the secret diffusion capsule, which cloaks him in the black light of invisibility. Brandon's assistant, the beautiful Fern Collier, is the only one who shares his secrets and knows that he is the man the underworld fears as the Avenger. And now, the Avenger and the Crypt of Thought.
Here are the notes you dictated, Jim. I've transcribed them, but frankly, I don't understand them.
Well, you're not to blame for that, Fern. Those last impressions I picked up on the telepathic indicator were very difficult to identify. It seemed to me that they were thoughts transmitted through writing, but the writing itself was obscure.
Yet you thought violence was indicated?
Yes. You see, Fern, waves are the primary force in telepathy, and the telepathic indicator not only picks up those waves, but amplifies them. Just as a microscope magnifies an object. In this particular instance, strong impressions of robbery and perhaps even death accompany the impression of indecipherable writing.
Your notes indicated that the writing may have been hieroglyphics.
That's right, Fern. But I came to that conclusion after employing the factor of sense cooperation in an effort to clarify the thought flashes I had already received.
What prompted you to mention Professor Wilk in your notes, Jim?
Professor Wilk has been in the news recently in connection with that museum piece he had brought over from Egypt called The Crypt of Thoth. He's been trying to decipher the hieroglyphics on that crypt for years.
Do you think you may have picked up his thought flashes?
There's just a chance of it, Fern. I'm going to stay close to the indicator for a while, though. This is an entirely new type of experiment, and it promises to be very interesting.
Professor Wilk will be ready to go to the museum in just a moment. Sit down.
Thank you.
The professor worked on his notes all night, Clark. And this morning he was in a very happy mood.
You think he's hit upon the secret of where the jewels are hidden in the crypt?
I'm sure of it. But he intends to say nothing and get the jewels for himself, just as I told you. Clark, the time has come for us to force his hand. Today, in the museum. You know what to do.
Yes. It's hard for me to believe the professor would do this to us, Amara, after we've worked with him for years to solve the riddle of those hieroglyphics.
I know him better than you do, Clark. I told you we couldn't trust him.
Be careful, Amara. He's coming.
Amara, those letters I dictated must go out at once.
Yes, Professor.
Ah, good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Come, Clark. Let's get along to the museum. We were a little late this morning, and there's a great deal of work to be done. Here is the crypt room, Clark. Come inside and close the door.
Yes, Professor.
This crypt of Thoth is a beautiful thing, Clark.
Yes, a relic of an ancient civilization, steeped in mystery and promise. Why, that black onyx statue of Thoth, the Egyptian god of death, is well worth the price the museum paid to import the entire crypt.
Certainly, the statue is beautiful.
But how do you account for its being so strangely placed within the crypt? Its base reaches out above one's head like a little balcony.
Ah, that's how I knew the crypt was authentic. Just think of it, Clark. The secret of the pharaohs lies within that crypt. A fabulous fortune that only you and I and Amara know exists.
Professor, have you been able to translate that last line of hieroglyphics? Have you found out where the jewels are hidden?
Have patience, Clark. Soon we may know the secret.
Soon? Why, it's been 10 years since you first discovered this crypt in that obscure sacrificial temple in Egypt. My patience is worn out, Professor.
You are free to go whenever you wish, Clark.
That's what you want, isn't it? But I'm not going, Professor, because I know that you've already solved the secret of this crypt. You know where the jewels are and how to get them.
You are wrong, Clark. I intend to keep my bargain. When I succeed, you and Amara will get 1/10 as you were promised.
1/10? Why, you're mad, Professor. We all deserve an equal share.
You'll take what you are given, Clark. 1/10 or nothing.
You're a fool. I want 1/3. And if I don't get it, your life is forfeit.
Take my life and you have nothing, Clark.
There are ways to make you speak. This gun is one of them.
Clark, I warn you. Help! God!
No use to call for help, Professor. This room is soundproof and you know it.
Clark, be sensible.
What is the last line of the translation, Professor? Where does it say the jewels are hidden?
Ask the statue of the god inside the crypt there. He is more apt to tell you than I am.
Join him in death, then. Get inside.
No,
Professor!
No, please. Oh, don't let me out.
As you know, Professor, there's just enough air inside that crypt to keep a man alive for 5 minutes.
Let me out, Clark! Let me out!
Your secret or your life, Professor. You have 5 minutes to think it over.
I do not know the secret yet. But even if I did, no man's life is worth that price.
We shall see.
Let me out.
As the moments go by and you begin to suffocate, one breath of air will be worth more to you than all the jewels of the pharaohs. I can wait, Professor.
What happened? You're pale as death.
Amara, the professor, he's dead.
Clark, you killed him.
No, I didn't mean to. I can't understand how it happened, Amara.
What are you talking about? Did you shut him up in the crypt or didn't you?
Yes, I did everything just as we planned it.
Only you forgot to let him out while he was still alive.
No, after he'd been in the crypt for 2 minutes, I heard a strange sound, and I opened the door immediately.
Yes.
The professor was lying on the floor. First, I thought he'd fainted, but he was dead.
You blundering idiot. I shouldn't have trusted this to you. Now the jewels are lost to us forever.
The jewels? That's all you think of. What about me? The police will say I killed Professor Wilk.
Yes, they will say it. And it is true.
Amara, if you do not protect me, I'll tell them everything. This plan was yours as well as mine.
I only wanted you to frighten the old man and make him talk.
How could I know the professor would die in 2 minutes when there was air enough for 5? Amara, you've got to help me.
All right. I will protect you from the police.
But how?
Listen carefully. This is your story, and if you stick to it, the police will think the death was accidental. I will back you up on every point. Now, you must do exactly as I say. And no matter how many times they question you, you must...
This is the room where we're to meet the inspector, Fern.
Is the crypt of Thoth in here, Jim?
Yes. I wonder what could have happened here.
The inspector sounded excited over the phone.
We'll soon find out. Oh, quite a gathering.
Hello, Jim. Fern.
What's the trouble, Inspector?
Oh, Professor Wilk, that Egyptologist, or whatever they called him, was found dead in that crypt over there half an hour ago.
Why, Jim, we were just talking about Professor Wilk this morning.
Yes. Inspector, who are all these people?
I called them here for questioning, Jim. Come on, let's get started.
Well, it looks as if we're in on the ground floor of this case, Jim.
Certainly does, Fern.
Quiet. Quiet, everybody. Now, come up here as I call your names. First, Joe Clark.
Yes, sir.
Clark, you were Professor Wilk's assistant?
That's right.
How long did you work for him?
Almost 6 years, ever since he came back from Egypt.
Tell us exactly what happened this morning, Clark.
Well, I called for the professor at his house this morning at 11, and we walked down here to the museum.
The professor only lived a block away, so you must have arrived here about 5 minutes past 11?
Yes, I suppose so.
And you came straight to this room where the crypt is?
That's right. The professor wanted to copy some of the hieroglyphics from the crypt.
Go ahead.
Well, we talked for a few minutes, and then the professor went inside the crypt. He discovered he'd forgotten a book he needed and sent me back to his home for it. I couldn't have been gone more than 15 minutes, and when I came back, I found the crypt door closed and the professor inside, dead.
What did you do?
I called the guard and then telephoned the police.
May I ask a question, Inspector?
Go ahead, Jim.
Mr. Clark, what made you think the professor was inside the crypt? Wasn't the door always left open when anyone was inside?
Yes. At first, I didn't know where the professor was. I waited around for a few minutes, and then I went out and asked the guard if the professor had left. Well, the guard said he hadn't. So I came back here to look for him. And found him dead from suffocation on the floor of the crypt.
Thank you.
That's all right now, Clark. Timothy Sills next.
Right here, sir.
Sills, you were the guard on duty in the hall outside this room?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's your story?
Well, it's just like Mr. Clark said, sir. Exactly.
You saw Clark leave to get the book about 10 minutes after 11.
Yes, sir, I saw him leave.
Did you see the professor between the time Clark left and returned?
No, but I could hear the professor moving about in here.
Sills, did you hear any sound that might have been the crypt door closing?
Well, I can't say for sure. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Further questions later, Sills.
Yes, sir.
Miss Amara Nakila.
I'm Amara Nakila.
Miss Nakila, what was your position with Professor Wilk?
Secretary. I kept the professor's notes and helped him with his translations.
You met the professor in Egypt, didn't you?
Yes, almost 10 years ago.
Are you Egyptian?
My father was.
Tell me, in your own words, what happened this morning?
Mr. Clark told you the truth, Inspector. I was working in the professor's office when Mr. Clark came back for the book. And then, well, we talked a few minutes and then he left.
Inspector?
Yes?
May I ask Miss Nakila to list her own activities this morning?
Well, that's not important, Jim. We know she wasn't at the museum, so she couldn't have had anything to do with the professor's death.
Well, just for the records, Inspector.
All right. Answer the question, Miss Nakila.
Well, as soon as I was left alone, I went to the professor's study to type some letters.
How many letters did you type?
Oh, Jim, for heaven's sake.
Please, Inspector.
Oh, all right, Miss Nakila. Answer.
Well, frankly, I didn't type any. I decided to read the morning paper before I got to work. After I'd finished reading, I began to type a letter.
Then Mr. Clark came back?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all, Inspector.
Miss Nakila, what did Clark say when he called to tell you Professor Wilk was dead?
Why, he said the professor had died from suffocation in the crypt.
You're sure he said from suffocation?
I'm certain.
Clark, what made you so positive of that?
Well, he couldn't have died any other way.
No? Well, it just happens, Clark, that the professor's neck was broken.
Thank you.
Avenger and the Crypt of Thoth.
Yes, Clark. It just happens that the professor's neck was broken.
His neck was broken? Why, that's impossible.
Then you do not think it was an accident, Inspector?
I'll have to be convinced of that, Miss Nakila. Any questions here, Jim?
Yes. Miss Nakila, I'd like to see the professor's notes.
That is no longer possible. The professor tore them up this morning before he left his house.
He tore them up? I didn't know that.
He didn't tell you, Mr. Clark?
Why, no.
This isn't getting us anywhere. The professor's notes aren't on trial here. I'll question Raymond Tyler, the guard at the front entrance next.
Inspector, while you're finishing up here, do you mind if Fern and I take a look around the crypt?
No, go ahead, Jim.
Come on, Fern.
Raymond Tyler, you were on duty at the front entrance this morning when the professor and...
Gosh, Jim, this crypt is supposed to be thousands of years old, isn't it?
Yes. If Professor Wilk was right, this vault served as a tomb for several of the pharaohs.
Do you think we'll find any clues here, Jim?
We're not going to look, Fern. Not now.
What?
We're going to sneak out that door and get over to the professor's house right away. Come on. The coast is clear.
Now that we're here in the professor's study, what are we looking for, Jim?
The professor's notes, for one thing, Fern. Now, you search that desk, and I'll go through the wastebasket. We'll have to hurry. I don't want anyone to find us here.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I'll have to be careful here. Everything is so neat. That secretary certainly must be efficient.
Oh, never mind, Fern. Here they are, right on top of the basket, and there's a newspaper underneath them.
I'll help you pick them out. Lucky for us, they were on top of this morning paper. Oh, Jim, these notes won't be any good to us. They're torn in tiny pieces.
Fern, we've got to fit them together. It takes a year.
You do think they're important?
Fern, these notes are the case history of a murder.
Listen here, Sills. That message you sent me demands an explanation. Why did you want me to meet you here in the crypt room at midnight?
I had to talk with you private, Mr. Clark.
Sills, I don't know what's on your mind, but this meeting is risky and stupid.
Risky maybe, but not stupid, Mr. Clark.
Well, get to the point. What do you want?
Just this. You got yourself a partner, Clark.
What did you say?
You heard me. Why do you think I lied to the inspector for you? I know you killed Professor Wilk, and I know why you killed him.
What are you talking about?
I used to open the door a little and listen to you two talking in here. I got an earful yesterday, all right.
So, you want to be cut in on the jewels?
That's right. How soon can you get them out of that crypt, Clark?
That depends. I'll need some help.
Where are they hidden?
Come here. I'll show you. Now, see that little dome there on the top of the crypt?
Yeah.
Well, come on, step inside. This thing won't bite you.
Okay.
Look closely now. There! Suffocate, you fool! So, you wanted to be a partner, Sills. Well, you can be one. You and the professor have a partnership in death.
So you set Clark free, Inspector?
I had to, Jim.
Oh, I still think Clark killed Sills, Inspector.
Our evidence wouldn't hold up, Jim. I couldn't prove any connection between Sills and Clark.
There was a connection, Inspector. Sills deliberately protected Clark at your first questioning. That crypt room was soundproof. Sills couldn't have heard the professor moving around in there as he said he did.
But, Jim, I couldn't get anyone to swear that the door to that room was closed at the time. We've got to dig up some real evidence.
Well, we're working on that now, aren't we, Fern?
That's right. We're fitting the professor's notes together like a jigsaw puzzle, Inspector.
Oh, you're wasting your time
now,
on that
Inspector.
Stuff.
Oh.
Jim, you're letting me down on this case. Here I am with two sensational deaths on my hands, and you're playing around with puzzles.
Now, there's more to that crypt of thought than meets the eye, Inspector.
Well, maybe so,
Inspector,
Fern,
I promise that in a little while you'll get the evidence you need. Evidence that will make your eyes pop. Now, you run along and let me finish up these notes. This god of death has a mighty, interesting history.
Yes, Amara. Close the door. I've got to talk to you.
All right. Come into the study. You didn't tell them anything, did you, Clark?
Of course not. Let me sit down. I'm worn out. That inspector grilled me for hours.
Clark, it's time for a showdown. Why did you kill that guard?
I had to. He was trying to blackmail us.
Blackmail you mean?
Well, he knew all about the professor's death. I had
to. You've gone too far this time, Clark. I'm through. I was willing to bargain for the jewels.
You can stop pretending, Amara. You used me to get rid of the professor. I know that now.
Why should I want the professor dead?
Because you have solved the secret of the crypt. You wanted to get rid of him and me so you could have the jewels for yourself.
I suppose I stood inside the crypt and broke the professor's neck.
No, but I'm convinced you knew that was going to happen.
You know too much, Clark.
Yes, and I'll tell the police. Unless you get those jewels from the crypt immediately and share them 50-50.
You will not find the professor's gun in that drawer, Clark. I have it here. Put your hands up.
Oh, Mara, listen. Unless we stick
together... You asked me to stop pretending. So I will. Yes. I used you, Clark. I wanted the professor dead. But now I don't need you anymore. You're in my way.
What are you going to do, Amara?
I'm going to silence you. Then I'll be free to go to the museum and get the jewels.
You won't get away with it.
Oh, yes, I will. I have it all planned. After I've hidden the jewels, I'll go to the police myself and report your death to them.
No.
I'll call it self-defense. No.
Jim, are you all right?
Good. You can open the crypt door now, Fern. I've got the jewels.
Oh, Jim, when I heard that noise in there, I thought something had happened to you.
We were right in our translation of that last line, Fern. That one symbol that was transcribed backwards was meant to be translated that way.
In other words, the symbol meaning open was meant to be translated closed.
That's right. And the crypt door had to be closed for the device to work. That was the only word the professor hadn't mastered.
But, Jim, where are the jewels? That's only a piece of onyx from the base of the statue you've got there.
Yes, but look what's encrusted on the underside of it.
Jim, those rubies are the size of walnuts and those pearls.
Enough to ransom every king alive.
Oh, the inspector's eyes will pop all right. But, Jim, how were you able to get them without being injured?
Well, I stood on the third stone from the back, just as the instructions indicated. That placed me directly underneath the statue. As soon as you closed the door of the crypt, that stone began to move like a seesaw. I balanced myself and let the stone go down 5 times on each side. Then I crouched low as the base of the statue swung out above me.
Otherwise, it would have caught you right on the neck as it did the professor?
Right.
Oh, but, Jim, how did you prevent the base from sliding back and holding up the jewels again?
I used this crowbar as a wedge.
Good heavens. This secret certainly was well protected.
Yes. That moving stone operated a lever that released this base.
And struck down anyone trying to get the treasure?
That's right, Vern.
Now what, Jim? Do we take the jewels to headquarters?
Oh, no. We'll place them there upon that table and cover them.
I don't understand what you're planning to do, Jim.
Vern, I'm setting the stage for the last act of this little drama.
Oh, good. What part do I play?
Messenger, I want you to go to headquarters and bring Inspector White back here. Tell him to park out front and wait.
Just wait?
Yes, Vern. A murderer will come out of this building tonight.
But what about you, Jim?
I'll be waiting too, Fern. Right here as the Avenger.
Here is the crypt. I must not be afraid. I have but to follow the instructions carefully, and I can outwit the God of Death. And live to wear the jewels of the pharaohs. What was that? Is anyone there?
I speak for those who have died within this crypt, Amara.
Oh, a voice from the dead.
Look, Amara. There, upon the table.
The jewels.
Yes, the treasure that the God of Death has protected for centuries.
The jewels of the pharaohs. Almighty Thoth, you have given them to me. I kneel before you.
Rise up, Amara. There is blood upon your hands. Speak. Why did you kill the professor?
I had discovered your secret, Almighty Thoth. I had to send the professor here to die because he knew the secret too. except for that one word.
And Syl, the god.
Clark killed him. It was the only way. He tried to blackmail us.
Clark, the conspirator. Where is he?
Clark is dead. I shot him.
Then flee from this place. Oh. Go at once, Amara. The god of death rules here. You must flee, Amara. Flee.
Yes. Yes. I will go. Out there in the night, I can escape your vengeance. I must escape. Escape!
The voice of death speaks clearly to all who dare to kill. Justice awaits you, Amara.
Certain from the beginning that Clark was guilty. But what made you suspect Amara?
She made one slip in that story she told the Inspector Fern.
What was that, Jim?
She said the professor tore up his notes before he went to the museum that morning.
Yes, and we found the notes torn just as she said.
Oh, not quite. When I asked Amara to list her own activities that morning, she said she read the morning paper after Clark and the professor left for the museum.
But what did that have to do with it?
Now, if those two statements had been true, then the notes would have been underneath the newspaper in the basket.
That's right. I remember now. The notes were on top of the basket with the newspaper underneath them.
So Amara must have torn up the notes herself after she read the paper. And that could only mean that she knew the professor wasn't coming back.
And also that she had solved the secret and didn't need the notes any longer.
Exactly. Of course, we had no way of knowing that she would kill Clark rather than share the jewels. I was expecting both of them to come to the museum to collect.
Oh, Jim, look at the time. We'd better go if we want to get to the museum in time for the private showing of the jewels.
All characters, names, places, and plots used in the Avenger program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
This is a thought. A thought. A thought. Remember, listen for another adventure of
The Avenger.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.